Hello and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Saturday, December 28th, 2013. Our show tonight is Saturday Night on the Lightship. So I welcome you all here. We have a wonderful program planned for you, the highlight of which is, of course, that trip to Creation Lightship. Everyone can start thinking now of one issue they'd like to present to the light beings for healing tonight. And I want to make a couple of announcements. Tomorrow is the last of the December 8-hour calls. That's the 29th. But you're more than welcome to still get on that call where you can experience 8 hours of physical healing on Creation Lightship with Ron on the phone. And all that information is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Also on January 5th, there is going to be a 5-hour New Year's call where Ron allows us, through the Creation Lightship, to experience the energies of each of the coming months of 2014. And it's something Ron does every year, and it's a wonderful, wonderful call. So I encourage everybody to get on that one. And in February, there is the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, California. And it's going to be February 7th, 8th, and 9th, in case any of you want to travel and come and meet Ron in person and experience the Creation Lightship Healing Chamber, which is wonderful. That will be at the LAX Hilton in Los Angeles, California. So before Ron comes on, if you would like, you can go to the Creation Lightship website and pull up the picture of the light being, which is on the home page there. Just click on it and enlarge it. And when Ron comes on, he will activate that so that we can experience the wonderful peace energy all through the show tonight. So now I'll welcome Ron to come on the air.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So let's energize the light being and bring it up on your monitor screen. So here we go. Energizing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you again here.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. I just wanted to mention that on this month's call, as you so often do, Ron, you gave us an extra healing, and this month it was for abandonment. And it's a whole life healing, so I hope everyone really appreciates what a wonderful gift that was. And I would love to have any testimonials that people might have about how they felt doing the abandonment clearing. And so it's set up, for those of you who don't know, just like the emotional body clearing, where you first clear your whole life and then you can go in and add incidences as needed. And, of course, everyone wants to remember to put that into the New Earth transfer so that it's, on the list there for the light beings to help you stay connected. So there, we have almost like a backup run of questions and requests because I had a night not online, and then we had a special guest last night. So I wanted to start out, if you don't mind me talking, but I think it's a nice way to kick off our show tonight because we could talk a lot about healing after I read it. It's a very lovely testimonial that a listener sent in. And this person's initials are A.B. So hopefully she's listening and we'll know who she is. Hi, Ron. I am thankful ever again for having bumped into your website because I had a lot of issues in my DNA, like curses, no money, a hard, negative life. Right now, I can tell you I have done so many clearings that I can command my body and spirit to clear what I am going through, and I feel the clearing. Nobody on the planet has your clearings. I have never gone elsewhere to search for anything else because you have all that humanity needs. I listened to the Jewish Money Code clearing on CTR Radio Archives, and after the healing, a small voice came forward that said, "I reject all money." That is how I knew what I had in me, codes and programs preventing me from having money. I used the Dark Side Mind Control Clearing, unlimited version, to request the light beings to clear from me all codes and programs preventing me from having money. I then started commanding my body and spirit to release all thoughts, programs, and codes not from the creation light chip. All of a sudden, I felt a wonderful peace and calm out of this world. I was in heaven, so to speak, and I was like, I can sit here in this energy, die now, and still be okay. I thank you, Ron, the light beings, for never giving up on me, because there were times I went through thoughts and emotions I cannot write down. Very deep, dark, negative thoughts, and the light beings never left me. My eyes tear up all the time when I think of this. Thank you for empowering me. I have told all who care to listen, but if they don't, that's on them. So sorry. One of my healings popped up there. Thank you for empowering me. I've told all who care to listen, but if they don't, it's on them. But I know that I am in true light and never going back to darkness.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I just thought that that was a really great way to kick off talking a little bit about your healings. And I also felt like it tied in a little bit to what we talked about last night with our special guest, who is asking a lot of questions about creativity and how to control things, or command, I should say, is a better word than control, command things into your life that you need, and it's by being with your spirit. And I thought this listener really described that very well.
Well, can we do some kind of clearing for people? Maybe they may want to feel maybe what it's like to experience something. What do you think?
Well, I really enjoy it, Ron, when you take our spirits out of our bodies and put them back in.
Okay.
You want to do that one?
Yeah, we can do that one. So here we go. So put you in your body properly. So coming, so I'll just go out and in. Coming out of you, coming in through your feet. So you're going to feel a little heavy or heavier on your feet. So out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, there we go.
Thank you. I really love when you do that. I felt my feet tingling, and I wonder if that means my spirit hadn't been going all the way down to my feet, Ron, and you put it in better.
Yep, it does. That happens, yes. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay, thank you, and I hope everyone feels wonderful from that. We will be going to the light ship at about 1:30 the hour, and is it okay for people to make some requests tonight, Ron, for what rooms they want to go to?
Sure, that'd be fine, yeah.
Great. And I just wanted to mention in the middle of that letter, when this listener did the money code clearing, and then she heard a voice saying, I reject all money. And really, what a gift that is when our negativity comes up for us. So then we know what we need to clear, right, Ron? I mean, that's the best thing that can happen in a way.
Oh, yes, of course. Uh-huh.
Because it just showed her, oops, I've got some negative stuff hanging around.
Yep, that's, yes, you don't always get that information, but yeah, it definitely comes forth, and you might actually see something, you know, so yeah, that is correct.
Right. Okay, someone's saying on the fast chat, please send me the abandonment clearing, I did not receive it. I guess if you could send an email to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. That would be the best way, right? And Ron will send you those codes. And, okay, we have several more emails, and I wanted to start, though, with a question to talk about healing and clearing that someone had on the fast chat last night. And this listener said that every time they see a particular friend of theirs, they feel very tired, and they were wondering if that's courting or what's going on with that, Ron.
Yeah, it would probably be under, courting. That's what I would say. because if anybody takes away your energy, you probably will feel tired, and that would be energetic cording. There's different ways to look at it, but that's probably what it would be. You know, that they could be doing something where they're doing a psychic attack on you. You know, that's one way to look at it. But that would still be, you know, under cording. So they have to do something to you to affect you, and they have to put a link to you to do something. So I would say yes.
Mm-hmm. And we have a cording call. I think people put on the fast chat last night for that listener to let him know that you do that cording call. I think that one is Thursday. Let me just check. No, I'm sorry. It's Tuesday.
Yes,
it's
Tuesday,
an hour-long call, and so that's a really good thing to get on. And also, if there's a certain person in your life that you know is doing that, you can do the dark arts practitioner clearing. That's what I have done for some people that are had been courting me, and it really worked. And it sends the person light because they usually don't know what they're doing and that they're doing that. Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about that, Ron?
No, just that the cording is probably the worst thing here, you know, because everything is psychic attacks coming to you, and so they have to connect to you through energetic cording. Boy. Since we're talking about cording, let's just release a cord here. So here we go, everybody. Where do you think you're corded? So think of a place. Maybe somebody corded your backside. Maybe they corded your kidneys, your liver, your heart, your lungs. If you're a woman, maybe they corded, say, your breast. Then other places, you know, for everybody, women and men. But that one's pretty easy to say. So you just think of that location, and it could be anywhere. It could be even your shoulder. So here we go. Let's release that cord from there. And it could be more than one cord. So here we go. Just kind of, you know, visualize where it is. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Anne, how are you doing?
Great, great. I actually felt a release there because when you started to talk about it, I felt like a little tightness right sort of in my middle, like right around my stomach, so I put my hand there, and I did feel like something released. So thank you very much. Someone is saying on the fast chat they feel like their mouth was corded, and that makes sense, too. Ooh, maybe someone didn't like something you said or whatever. But half the time, the people aren't even aware they're doing it, right, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Which just goes to prove another thing you were talking about last night. We just are responsible for ourselves and keeping ourselves pure and clear and free of these things.
Yes.
Okay, so we have another person with some questions about healings. What clearing can I do for an important date in the future, like, say, 12/30/13, where there is something scheduled to occur? Would a timeline crash for the date work, and do I do several? There have been other similar opportunities that did not occur in the past, so I'm gathering she means that's a good thing, like maybe she did some clearings on past dates. I have done the psychic billboard, self-empowerment, the prosperity package, and timeline crashes the past couple of weeks. Any other thoughts, please?
Well, remember, if you go into the future, then you are seeing, you know, or checking into timelines that are a possibility. And so, you know, you want to be in the now, and you possibly could crash a timeline that's already in existence that you're connected to that's going to bring you into that future timeline. So I guess that's probably what they're asking. Sensing, feeling that they're going to be somewhere, someplace in the future, and they want to make sure that that timeline doesn't cause them any harm, okay? So, yeah, you could start crashing that timeline, but you maybe want to put in there the negative effects and events of what might be going on that you're maybe concerned with. And if you're concerned with something, then it's very possibly you're dealing with fear. So that means that you probably should do a fear clearing. You know, get the unlimited whole lifetime fear clearing and do that clearing for yourself because you're worried about the future. So that's kind of how I would sort of look at that and indicate that, because the future really should not have any effect on you because you're living in the present moment. And the only future that's there is what you're creating. So what you're saying then is the fact that you are seeing a creation out there. You know, you're flagging down that, say, taxi cab, and that taxi cab's going to go to the highway to hell. And you're flagging it down because you believe and think you want to be on that particular road. Well, you know, you're looking at the future. So get in the present moment. And maybe not, or don't engage yourself with that. So just an idea to, you know, for you to look at to see how that affects you. Because I don't think I would necessarily go into a future timeline. You know, you can, because it is there, if you're going to be on it, and if you know you're going to be on it. So, you know, you want to look at that and see what negative effects could be happening to you. You know, a lot of people, for instance, you see them when they're, I had a gentleman next to me when I was flying, you know, on the plane, either coming or going from New York. So the guy next to me, or at least across the aisle anyway, you know, before the plane takes off, you can see them doing their prayers and they're crossing their heart and all this stuff. And so they're assuming that airplane could crash, right? Because they're now asking something outside of themselves for protection. And so they're on the timeline of the plane crashing. For myself, I just looked at them and go, well, you know, another alien connection here, you know. But, you know, that's kind of how it is. If you think something's going to happen, you're going to, at least this person anyway, went outside of themselves because they were believing that that timeline is going to have the plane crash. So they're trying to get protection from it. Does that make sense to you, Ann?
It does. It definitely does. And if you were having, a person's having those kind of fears, they're not in the moment and they're not staying neutral.
Yes.
And actually, I have a couple more thoughts for this person, too, but, well, let me just finish this up, and then I wanted to talk about something else, about timelines. But, like, I'm thinking that this person didn't say what was the upcoming date. Like, let's say you got a ticket and you had to appear in court on that date. So you could even be neutral about it, but, of course, you have to go. You have no choice. So in that respect, it's kind of bringing you into the future because you probably have to plan, you know. You have to maybe make a time arrangement, a transportation arrangement. So even if you stay neutral, though, and don't get scared or in fear, it probably would be beneficial to timeline crash that date and the event.
Yeah.
Right? Before you go, so that anything else around it, you might be neutral, but there might be, I don't know, some angry cop or some violent person in the courtroom or all sorts of weird things could be going to go on there, but if you've timeline crashed it, you would stay on your own peaceful timeline, right?
Yes,
That's and
correct.
The other thing this person didn't mention is one of my favorites, which is the natal barcode clearing, because we can put any dates we want, including, you know, any date, into that. In fact, could we clear today's date, Ron? 12/28/2013?
Okay,
for
so
all
first,
of us?
The clear the 12. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll clear the 28. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 2013. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So just see how the energy is feeling for you right now.
Thank you, Ron. So if I could just ask one more question about what this person is asking, this future date. Let's say with my scenario, you're kind of neutral about something, but you are still going somewhere you'd rather not be going. You're not choosing. About, let's say I want to put in fear, money issues, like maybe you're going to get a big fine, or even if you're neutral, about how many of each of those timelines should you do, like 5 on each issue or potential issue, or more than that? Is 5 not enough?
Yeah, if you do know that you're having a situation, you're connected to it. So it all depends what that emotional charge is on it. So the more you're charged up emotionally, the more you're going to want to do, those timeline crashes. So I would say start off with 100.
Okay.
And kind of go from there. And if you feel more emotions after that, then keep on doing it until, it starts to get discharged from you. So that's kind of how I would look at it. I would just keep doing it until it's gone. Remember, a couple thousand sometimes may not be enough. So, what's coming up out of you to attach you more heavily to, a lot of timelines? So, it's up to you to decide that. But, just doing one or two timeline crashes, I'm sure it would help. But, how much emotions do you have on it? So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And I wanted to discuss again something we brought up at the end of last Wednesday's show, which was how to be on the CLS Now timeline. So let me just go over what you told us that night in case, first of all, we have a new listener or someone that wasn't on that show. I think this is very, very helpful and beneficial. And I'll read the kind of long version that I think is all the words we should say, but you correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, or putting in too many words. I command my spirit and body to be on the CLS Now timeline of light, and only the CLS Now timeline of light.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay, not too wordy?
No.
It makes me feel
okay.
Good to say that, since we talked about it the other night. And of course, say it out loud.
Yes, it has to be out loud, definitely.
Okay, I hope that helped. I hope that listener was listening tonight who had that question about the future date. But I think we covered that quite well. Someone had made a request for some healings, Ron. You've done some of these because you have been very kindly acknowledging that sometimes this time of year with Christmas and everything can be hard on people. But she asked for a clearing of self-judgment is the first one. There are 4 of them. Can we have a sample of a clearing for self-judging?
Well, yeah, let's see what we can do here. So you need to think of something naturally that you're dealing with to judge yourself. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. Let's see what that has done for people.
Well, that felt very relaxing to me. I felt very calm as you were doing that. So thank you, Ron. We probably do that and criticize ourselves more than we think. And we're definitely in our heads when we're doing that, so that means we're not heart-centered. The next one she asked for is loneliness.
Okay. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go.
Thank you, Ron. And the next one is longing.
Okay. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
And the last one is motivation, but that must mean lack of motivation.
Yeah, okay. So here we go.
That's my guess.
Yeah, I would say that's also true, probably. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. See what that does for everybody. We could do a clearing for, maybe betrayal. People have betrayal issues, so here we go, betrayal. That could be anything. So here we go. One. Oh, man. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one more time for that. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so back to you, Ann. Kind of heavy.
Wow, yes, okay, Ron. I'm thinking that maybe we're almost at the halfway mark of the show. Would you like to go to the light ship now?
Sure, we could do that. So here we go, everybody. And this only works live on this program. Feeling peace energy coming to you, around you, if you're not listening live. Here we go. So naturally, let's bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go, going up. One, two, three, four, five. We're there now. And so we'll get some requests from Ann here. So let's first go into the hot tub room. We'll be doing this, going in there a lot tomorrow on our 8-hour call. So here we go, hot tub room to get the energies out of us for detoxing. Right now we're in a green color type of gel. So here comes this energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to go into the rainforest room. And again, request your healing. And just have one particular situation that you're dealing with throughout the lights of healing here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, dragon broom. That's nice. So here comes the lightship dragons. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we have a request for elephants. So here we go. Elephant room, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room that has the crystal energies, and also we'll go into where the dolphins are. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got tadpole, somebody's request. So let's go to where the little newts are, and little water newts, and the tadpoles. So here we go. So stronger and stronger. We're in those rooms. Request your healing. And I want to go into where the deers are. Little fawns. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. We'll go into a couple other rooms before we come back here. So let's go into the room that's the centrifuge room. This is where they help to release more heavier stuff from us here that could be causing some of our problems. So here we go. Centrifuge room. Room is spinning. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, well, that feels pretty good. And we'll go into, I guess maybe one other room here. We'll go into where they have, looks like it's the rainforest room, but this is where the big trees are. So here we go, the tree room. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one other room here will be the last room, the green mud room. So here we go. We're going to have some green mud. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll come back from the light shift now. And we're coming back down. And coming down, so one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Wow. That felt just wonderful, Ron, so relaxing. And thank you, everyone, for all those requests and that felt great. And if you are experiencing a visit to the lightship for the first time, I'm sure you feel wonderful. And it really clarifies everything to me so much because it's just the best healing that you can get. So if you can possibly get on our call for 8 hours tomorrow, I know you'll be happy to have experienced that. Now, somebody on the lightship was requesting 12 source energies, which maybe you could talk about that a little, Ron, and the Star of Bethlehem. So I don't know if they meant they wanted to go into those rooms, but I thought it would be interesting that maybe you could let us experience the Star of Bethlehem. And then maybe explain to us what the 12 source energies are, because I don't believe we have enough time to bring them all in tonight, right? I know you've done shows where you bring in all the energies, which is wonderful, but you like to take, you know, almost the whole show for that, I think. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm just thinking here. Yeah, let's do the 12 source energies on a whole different show. And
okay.
If anybody knows what archive we did them on.
Yeah, we've done them before. It's wonderful.
Yeah, maybe we can figure out what it is. But let's bring in the Star of Bethlehem. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So this is a light ship that was here. And here we go again. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. I'll just sit with this for about a half a minute here. And
that's
it feels pretty good. Just see what everybody else senses and feels. But here we go. And let's bring in another energy. We'll bring in, let's see here. bring in one of the tree energy sets on this planet here. We always see trees, but we never necessarily look at or sense, you know, what's there on trees. So here we go. This is a tree energy. And
how about palm trees, Ron?
Palm trees? Okay, that sounds good. Here we go.
Well, so many people are cold right now that that might be a really fun image
yeah.
and feeling for people to have.
Coconuts. So here we go. So look out, everybody. You might fall in your room here. So here we go. Palm trees. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So there's the energies. That feels pretty good.
People are saying I'm very relaxed now. I feel very good, all warm inside my body. Someone's saying that you did the 12 sorts energies on the CTR radio show, which we have archived on CTR and also on creationlightship.com. And I know when I was co-hosting a different radio show, we did a beautiful one. I think we took a whole hour doing it. But I don't, off the top of my head, I don't remember what the date was on that. But I'll try to go back and look, and maybe I can let everyone know next week. Someone's saying 12 Source Energy show was January 2nd. That was very recent. A year ago. I'm sorry. I'm thinking it's almost January. January 2nd, 2013. So could you just explain, Ron, in case people are listening new, even though we're not going to do it, that what the 12 source energies are?
Yeah, it's the energies that created everything in light. So that's kind of basically what it is. And then we bring in, we will on one of the shows coming up here, we'll bring in each one of those energies one at a time so you can actually feel them and see how you relate to them because they're all a part of you. You are created from the 12 source energies, so all these energies are actually inside of you, with you, including your spirit. So I guess back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I just wanted to say that Ron gave the free abandonment clearing to the people that were on the eight-hour calls for this month. So please send the email requesting those to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com because someone's sending me an email asking for them, and I don't know if people were on the call or not. So if you could just send those emails over directly to Ron. Okay, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds great.
And let's see what else. Yeah, the person that was asking about the 12 source energies and requested the Star of Bethlehem apparently has a friend who's listening for the first time tonight. So hopefully very soon they will be able to experience that wonderful you bring in the 12 source energies. People are saying their cats are really happy. My cat, too. I always say that. She gets all blissed out when I do the radio shows or whenever I'm talking to you. The person that requested the green mudroom on the lightship wanted to know, why is it green? Is it avocado? Do you know, Ron? I think they want to try to replicate it at home.
Yeah, that's yeah, just the way it is. So,
it's probably just some energy, right? I mean, if it was an avocado bath, it would be called an avocado bath, I think.
Oh, that's good, huh?
But you still could try it. It just might be a $5,000 bath.
Yeah, never know.
All right. So, boy, our time is going so fast. Let me go check the fast chat. Okay, that's an interesting question. Oh, someone said they can smell coconut oil in the air around the leaves of the palm trees.
Oh, good. So
yeah, that was a great
thing. Stronger. Here we go, everybody. In fact, we could all have some of the coconut water. So let's get that right now. So We're on the light ship, so let's go back there, and we'll go into the food court, and we'll experience coconut water. So here we go. We're being bilocated again, going up. So one, two, three, four, and five, and we're there now. And let's go into the food court and get some coconut water. So we're having it right now. And you might feel the taste in your mouth. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's bring in the fragrance of the coconut. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So back to you, Anne. We'll come back from the light ship. So one, two, three, four, and five.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, someone, let's see. How about the percentage of our body in creation light ship light? 50, then 75, and 90 to 100%. So I'm not sure exactly what the listener means by that question. Are they saying that if we put ourselves on the now timeline of CLS, we'll go up from having our spirits partially in our bodies and it'll keep getting stronger and stronger?
Let's see here. Just trying to think what to do with that one. See, you're all probably pretty much there now anyway, as far as the high end of the scale. So if I take you out of that, may not be too good. Maybe the beginning of some show we could do that. But I think it might be better just to leave it the way it is now because everybody's in peace.
Right, right. And if we keep saying, I'm going to say, someone was asking, you know, me to type it in, and I can type this in when the show ends. What Ron is suggesting that I said earlier about the timeline is, I command my spirit and body to be on the CLS now timeline of light and only the CLS now timeline of light. And that takes less than 10 seconds. And I think it's certainly say it every morning, every night before you go to bed, before you're falling asleep, always out loud, and as many times during the day, anytime you think of it or start to feel off. And then I always follow that with counting down into my heart center. Okay, let's see. Okay, people are making requests for the light ship, so save those for next week, and we'll do them again. And we'll get more information, or maybe do the 12 source energies again because it does feel really good. And okay, we have someone with some questions about healings.
Here
we go. Sorry. When I buy whole life clearings, and with including the unlimited use, and I put in my age, can I keep using them even when I get older and I'm no longer the age I was when I paid for them?
Okay, I'll just talk about that. So when you do your first whole lifetime clearing, we'll say that you're 40 years of age. So you get that, and you clear with your whole lifetime clearing. You do it one time, and that should be sufficient to clean you off for your whole lifetime. There are people who like to go in after that and do a few more, which is okay to do, but you only really just need one of those. If you do more like in a week's time, then it'll be just going into that particular week to clear that. So when you get the unlimited, which is what you should be getting, then you start off from the age of 50, you know, if you're 50, okay, or age of 40 or whatever. You start off at that age, and then you say, okay, I did my clearing 7 days ago, so you just type in 7, click on days, and clear 7 days. And that will keep you current. We'll just say that you happen to go on a trip someplace and you don't have a computer and you're gone for 30 days. Then just go back in and type in 30 days from when you did it last, and it'll clear off that particular time, so now you're current. I do have people that have had the emotional clearing maybe, say, 6-7 years ago, and now they want to do the unlimited. They never knew about it, and they see me at an expo. And I say, okay, well, just go in and did the clearing 7 years ago, so type in 7 years, and you know, get the unlimited and clear that, then you're current. Well, that's kind of how it works, and that's why the unlimited is there, so you're always current. So it doesn't matter how old you are, and it doesn't matter how often you want to use the clearing. You can do it every hour if you wish. Just type in 1 hour. And the advantage is that you're being current with that clearing. And the emotional clearing is what I highly, strongly recommend getting. And then, you know, up to that, you know, if you're in fear a lot or whatever your issue is, then you want to get that issue cleared too. But typically, you know, the emotional one is the biggie. So always do, you know, your emotional clearing, get the unlimited, so you can stay current with it. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you so much, Ron. And their second question is, what if they change their name, either, you know, legally, or they might get married, I guess, or something like that? Do they have to keep changing their name, or is there a better name to use or not?
Well, it's what you go by, so you're still associated with your name, so it necessarily doesn't matter, you know, if you have a nickname or something, because it's still you that the energy is connecting to. So, you know, if you change your name and for some reason, which would be kind of strange, but if you did, you know, change your name, and the energy did not connect to you ever, then, you know, that would be good too. But typically it's going to be, you know, who you are, and who you are is who you've been from birth. On the natal chart clearing, that's where it's different, because you're quartered by your name and numbers and things. So that's how you got to look at that clearing, because that one will go into more detail and events that you can pull out, you know, and look at during your life. But your conventional whole lifetime emotional one and stuff, it's just, you know, dealing with you. Even if you change your name and you get married, it's still going to be you. So that's the way that works. Back to you, Ann.
Well, Ron, I've noticed that on a lot of the healings, it says put full name or initials. So that always sort of led me to believe that the light beings kind of do know who we are. I mean, especially when you're on your own computer and doing your healings, you know, that you're doing often, right? I mean, yeah. I guess I wouldn't, if I changed my name, I don't know if I'd want to change it on how I do my healings, but.
And that's also for people that you're doing it on who are, you know, in a sense absentee, or you're doing something for someone, a friend of yours or somebody, then, that's how that works, you know.
Right, yes, and when I do that, I put in detail. Like, what, uh-huh. And just so I'm sure that the light beings know who I'm talking about. But I think they do, right, because when we think of the person, they're kind of connecting to us as we put it in there, right, Ron, and knowing what to do?
Yes, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay, so our wonderful moderator of the fast chat is going to type in the words that Ron agreed for us to use to be on the CLS Now Timeline of Light. So that'll be in the fast chat in just a moment, and everybody can copy it down. I know I like to write things down, so I keep them. Okay, so I hope that was helpful. It's nice for when people ask some just sort of business questions and they get those things answered, because sometimes those come up when we're doing our healings. Recently, you shared with us the delightful news, Ron, that the Earth Spirit has come back to Earth and is starting to get things in better order here. And someone wanted to know, is there a way to say thanks to the Earth Spirit?
Probably not, as it doesn't recognize judgment, much like the light beams don't. So it wouldn't know what you're even talking about, because there's no vocabulary there. So
not necessary to do that.
Not necessary. That's correct.
Okay, good. And well, I know we've talked about this recently. Someone is asking how to best present Creation Lightship to people who are not familiar, because it can seem, depending on the audience, I guess, of who it is, I don't know, it can seem like you're, you know, people are going to judge you if you start talking about Creation Lightship and Ron. Do you have any new suggestions about that, Ron, if you should bother even bringing it up to other people?
I do have people out there who like to tell all their friends, and some people get it, most don't. You know, if you're going to talk to anybody, by all means, you know, do that 2,000-year barcode, maybe 10 times on them. And it could take you a while, but at least get that energy off. That could possibly make them more perceptive to at least listen a little bit. Other than that, the alien agenda is going to close your mind down, and they're not going to want to hear anything that is not a proven fact in their own belief system. So one person said, well, gee, I heard about this. I'm looking for books on and everything else, and I can't find anything. How could it be real if I can't find anything? Well, that's what a lot of people come up with. There's tons of stuff on the Galactic Federation, and because we use the word light ship, people think it, maybe they switch it over to UFO stuff, and it's not even close to that, not even the same. So anyway, that's what I'd say. Just do that 2,000-year darkness barcode on whoever you want to talk about this to, and see if they can try a couple of free clearings. That's about all you could probably do.
Right.
And if they feel a benefit, then that'll be nice. Maybe you're talking to a man who doesn't feel anything. Most men don't feel, so right away they're not going to have any validation. Have any other ideas, Ann?
No, I just want to note that I never heard you say to run that clearing 10 times on the same person. That sounds like a great idea. Is that because you take the cording off and they come back and try to reattach them?
Well, some people are pretty dense. You know,
okay.
You know, brain fog, pretty dense, a lot of implants. Maybe the dark side sees you on a timeline going to connect to one of your buddies, you know, and they go, uh-oh, let's stop this timeline and put all these implants in this person. And so that could also be something going on, too. You know, basically the people that normally connect with us are ones that somehow they just happen to find us. You know, they do some Google searching or something, and somehow the website pops up for the people to view. Maybe their question that they're asking is in there, the search words or something, or they hear somebody talking about it, and they're kind of curious. So, you know, the whole thing is, you know, if you're a newbie, then do all the free clearings. And also, you know, the gray sky one's a great one to do. And just watch for yourself as you see the clouds in the skies basically leave or turn into ice cubes, you know, with the timeline crashing and stuff. So those two clearings, the gray sky, the timeline one is, you know, one they have to pay for. But those are both wonderful clearings. And then do all the other free ones, too. But the whole thing is, the 2,000-year of darkness barcode is a very good one to do for everybody. Boy, it looks like our time is moved pretty quickly here, Anne. So.
Yeah, wow. That did go fast. I was thinking, since it's Saturday, and many people, at least in this country, are probably going to go to sleep after the show. I know, on the East Coast anyway. So could we do the mind to heart drop and before we say goodbye?
Yeah, so we got our 8-hour call tomorrow, and we have the New Year's call coming up, I think, on the 5th of January. So that's a very nice call to be on. It'd be quite interesting this year, or next year as we get on it, we'll say. So here we go. Mind to heart drop, so commanding your spirit out loud to take your thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart to get out of duality, to be peaceful. So here we go. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, so there we go. So thank you all, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow morning or afternoon. It'll be morning my time, 10 a.m. my time. And our next BBS program will be on Monday at 4 o'clock. So bye, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Ann. See you later.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you all. Bye.
Bye.